Day 10. Thereupon the world-honored one, having understood the wishes of the great disciples, said to the bhikkhu, in his future life, this Saputi will see 300 billion Naudas of Buddhas, make offerings to them, respect them, honor them, praise them, and perform Brahma practices, complete the way of Bodhisattvas, and become a Buddha on the final stage of his physical existence. He will be called Beautiful Form, the Tathagata, the Deserver of Offerings, the Perfectly Enlightened One, the Man of Wisdom and Practice, the Well Gone, the Knower of the World, the Unsurpassed Man, the Controller of Men, the Teacher of Gods and Men, the Buddha, the World-Honored One. The Kalpa in which he will become that Buddha will be called Heaven Treasures, and his world, Treasure Born. The ground of his world will be even, made of crystal, adorned with jeweled trees, and devoid of mounds, pits, rubble, thorns, and dirt. Jeweled flowers will cover the ground to purify it. The people of that world will live in buildings of wonderful treasures. His disciples in Sravakahood will be numberless, beyond calculation or comparison. The bodhisattvas will be many thousands of billions of Naudas in number. The duration of the life of that Buddha will be 12 small kalpas. His right teaching will be preserved for 20 small kalpas. The counterfeit of his right teachings will be preserved for 20 small kalpas. That Buddha will always stay in the sky, expound the Dharma to the multitude, and save innumerable bodhisattvas and shravakas. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gates. Bhikkhus, now I tell you, listen to me with one mind. Saputi, a disciple of mine, will be able to become a Buddha called Beautiful Form. He will make offerings to many billions of Buddhas and practice according to the practices of the Buddhas and finally attain great enlightenment. On the final stage of his physical existence, he will obtain the 32 physical marks and become as beautiful and as wonderful as a mountain of treasures. The world of that Buddha will be the purest. Anyone will be happy to see it. That Buddha will save innumerable living beings of that world. Many bodhisattvas in the world of that Buddha will be clever. They will turn the irrevocable wheel of the Dharma and adorn that world. The shravakas in that world also will be countless. They will have the 6 supernatural powers, including the 3 major supernatural powers. They will have the 8 emancipations. They will be exceedingly powerful and virtuous. The supernatural powers employed by that Buddha for the expounding of the Dharma will be inconceivable. As many gods and men as there are sands in the river Ganges will join their hands together and listen to the words of that Buddha. The duration of the life of that Buddha will be 12 small kalpas. His right teachings will be preserved for 20 small kalpas. The counterfeit of his right teachings also will be preserved for 20 small kalpas. Thereupon the world-honored one said to the bhikkhus, now I tell you, this great Kayana will make many offerings to 800,000 millions of Buddhas, attend on them, respect them, and honor them in his future life. After the extinction of those Buddhas, he will erect a stupa mausoleum 1,000 yojandas high and 500 yojandas wide and deep. He will make it of the 7 treasures, gold, silver, lapis lazuli, shell, agate, pearl, and ruby. He will offer flowers, necklaces, incense to apply to the skin, incense powder, incense to burn, canopies, banners, and streamers to the stupa mausoleum. After that, he will make the same offerings to 2 billions of Buddhas. Having made the offerings to those Buddhas, he will complete the way of Bodhisattvas and become a Buddha called Jumbanata Goldline, the Tathagata, the Deserver of Offerings, the Perfectly Enlightened One, the Man of Wisdom and Practice, the Well Gone, the Knower of the World, the Unsurpassed Man, the Controller of Men, the Teacher of Gods and Men, the Buddha, the World-Honored One. The ground of his world will be even, made of crystal and adorned with jeweled trees. The roads will be marked off with ropes of gold, and wonderful flowers will cover the ground to purify it. Anyone will rejoice at seeing it. The 4 evil regions, hell, the region of hungry spirits, that of animals, and that of asuras, will not exist in that world. Many gods and men will live there. Shravakas and bodhisattvas, many billions in number, also will live there to adorn that world. The duration of the life of that Buddha will be 12 small kalpas. His right teaching will be preserved for 20 small kalpas, and the counterfeit of his right teachings also will be preserved for 20 small kalpas. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gates. Bhikkhus, listen with one mind. What I say is true, not false. This Kayana will make wonderful offerings to the Buddhas. After the extinction of each of the Buddhas, he will erect a stupa of the seven treasures and offer flowers and incense to the Shariyas of the Buddha enshrined in the stupa. On the final stage of his physical existence, he will obtain the wisdom of the Buddha and attain perfect enlightenment. His world will be pure. He will save many billions of living beings. All living beings in the worlds of the 10 quarters will make offerings to him. No light will surpass the light of the Buddha. The name of that Buddha will be Jhumbanada Goldlight. Innumerable bodhisattvas and shravakas will live in his world and adorn that world. They will have already eliminated the bonds of existence. Thereupon the world at once said to the great multitude, "Now I will tell you, this great Magayayana will make various offerings to 8,000 Buddhas, respect them, honor them. After the extinction of each of those Buddhas, he will erect a stupa mausoleum 1,000 yojandas high and 500 yojandas wide and deep. He will make it of the seven treasures, gold, silver, lapis lazuli, shell, agate, pearl, and ruby. He will offer flowers, necklaces, incense, applicable to the skin, incense powder, incense to burn, canopies, banners, and streamers to the stupa mausoleum. After that, he will make the same offering to 200 billions of Buddhas. Then he will become a Buddha called Tamalapata Kandana Fragrance, the Tathagata, the deserver of offerings, the perfectly enlightened one, the man of wisdom and practice, the well-gone, the knower of the world, the unsurpassed man, the controller of men, the teacher of gods and men, the Buddha, the world-honored one. The kalpa in which he will become that Buddha will be called joyfulness, and his world-mind happiness, the ground of his world, will be even made of crystal, adorned with jeweled trees, and purified with strewn flowers and pearls. Anyone will rejoice at seeing it. Innumerable gods, men, and bodhisattvas and shravakas will live there. The duration of the life of that Buddha will be 24 small kalpas. His right teachings will be preserved for 40 small kalpas, and the counterfeit of his right teachings will be preserved for 40 small kalpas. Thereupon the world on one wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gathas. After he gives up his present existence, this great Magayayana, a disciple of mine, will see many Buddhas, many world-honored ones. He will see 8,000 of them, and then 200 billions of them. In order to attain the enlightenment of the Buddha, he will make offerings to them and respect them. He will perform Brahma practices under those Buddhas and keep the teachings of those Buddhas for innumerable kalpas. After the extinction of each of those Buddhas, he will erect a stupa of the seven treasures. There will be a long golden yasi on the top of the stupa. He will offer flowers, incense, music to the stupa mausoleum of the Buddha. He will finally complete the way of bodhisattvas and become a Buddha called Tamalapata Kandana Fragrance in a world called mind happiness. The duration of the life of that Buddha will be 24 small kalpas. He will be expound to gods and men the enlightenment of the Buddha. As many shravakas as there are sands in the river Ganges will have the six supernatural powers, including the three major supernatural powers. They will be exceedingly powerful and virtuous. Innumerable bodhisattvas will live there. They will be resolute in mind and strenuous. They will never falter in seeking the wisdom of the Buddha. After the extinction of that Buddha, his right teachings will be preserved for 40 small kalpas. So will the counterfeit of them. The 500 disciples of mine are powerful and virtuous. They also shall be assured of their future Buddhahood. They will become Buddhas in their future lives. Now, I will tell you about my previous existence, and also about yours. All of you, listen attentively. Chapter 7, The Parable of the Magic City. The Buddha said to the bhikkhus, "A countless, limitless, inconceivable asanka number of kalpas ago, there lived a Buddha called Great Universal Wisdom, Excellence, Tathagata, the deserver of offerings, the perfectly enlightened one, the man of wisdom and practice, the well-gone, the knower of the world, the unsurpassed man, the controller of men, the teacher of gods and men, the Buddha, the world-honored one. His world was called well-composed, and the kalpa in which he became that Buddha, great form." Bhikkhus, "It is a very long time since that Buddha passed away. Suppose someone smashed all the earth particles of 1,000 million Sumeru worlds into ink powder. Then he went to the east carrying the ink powder with him. He inked a dot as large as a particle of dust with that ink powder. on the world at a distance of 1,000 worlds from this world. He then went again and repeated the inking of a dot on the world at every distance of 1,000 worlds until the ink powder was exhausted. What do you think of that? Do you think that any mathematician or any disciple of a mathematician could count the number of worlds he went through? No, we do not, world-honored one. Biscuits, now, all the worlds he went through, whether they were inked or not, were smashed into dust. The number of the kalpas which have elapsed since that Buddha passed away is many hundreds of thousands of billions of asankhas larger than the number of particles of dust thus produced. Yet I remember the extinction of that Buddha by my power of insight as vividly as if he had passed away today. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gathis. According to my remembrance, there lived a Buddha, an honorable biped, called Great Universal Wisdom Excellence, countless kalpas ago. So suppose someone smashed all the earth particles of 1,000 million Sumeru worlds into ink powder. He went, carrying the ink powder with him, and inked a dot as large as a particle of dust on a world at a distance of 1,000 worlds. He repeated the inking until the ink powder was exhausted. Now, suppose the worlds through which he went, whether they were inked or not, were smashed into dust. It is innumerable kalpas more than the number of particles of dust thus produced since that Buddha passed away. I remember the extinction of that Buddha as vividly as if he had passed away just now. By my unhindered wisdom, I also remember the Shravakas and Bodhisattvas who lived with him. Bhikkhus, know this, my wisdom is pure, wonderful, free from asravas and from hindrance. I know who lived innumerable kalpas ago. The Buddha said to the Bhikkhus, the duration of the life of Great Universal Wisdom Excellence Buddha was 540 billion Nauta kalpas. Before he attained Buddhahood, he sat at the place of enlightenment and defeated the army of Mara. He wished to attain Anuttara Samlok Sambodhi, but could not, because the Dharma of the Buddhas had not yet come into his mind. He sat cross-legged without moving his mind and body for 1 to 10 small kalpas. During all that time, the Dharma of the Buddhas did not come into his mind. Before he sat at the place of enlightenment, the Transmitrimsa gods prepared him a lion-like seat of Yoyandahai under the Bodhi tree so that he might be able to attain Anuttara Samlok Sambodhi on that seat. When he sat on that seat, the Brahmin heavenly kings rained heavenly flowers on the area extending 100 yoyanas in all directions from that seat. From time to time, withered flowers were blown away by fragrant winds and new flowers were rained down. The Brahmin heavenly kings continued the offering to him for fully 10 small kalpas. After he attained Buddhahood also, they continued raining flowers until he passed away. When he sat on the seat, the 4 heavenly kings beat heavenly drums, and the other gods made heavenly music and offered it to him. They continued these offerings also for fully 10 small kalpas. After he attained Buddhahood also, they continued these offerings until he passed away. Bhikkhus, at the end of the period of 10 small kalpas, the Dharma of the Buddhas came into the mind of Great Universal Wisdom Excellence Buddha. Now he attained Anuttara Samlok Sambodhi. Now before he left home, he had 16 sons. The first son was called Accumulated Wisdom. Each of the sons had various playthings. When the sons heard that their father had attained Anuttara Samlok Sambodhi, they gave up the playthings, left home, and came to that Buddha. When they were leaving home, their mother saw them off, weeping. Not only the wheel-turning holy king who was their grandfather, but also 100 ministers and hundreds of thousands of billions of subjects surrounded and followed the princes, wishing to come to the place of enlightenment to see Great Universal Wisdom Excellence Tathagata, to make offerings to that Buddha, respect him, honor him, and praise him. Having come to that Buddha, the princes worshipped him at his feet with their heads, walked around him, joined their hands together towards him with all their hearts, looked up at the Honored One, and praised him in Gathis. In order to save all living beings, you, the World Honored One, who have great powers and virtues, made efforts for many hundreds of millions of years, now you have become a Buddha, You have finally fulfilled your vows. Congratulations. You, the world-honored one, are exceptional. When you are sitting, you are quiet and peaceful. You did not move your body, hands, or feet for 10 small kalpas. Your mind was tranquil, not distracted. You have finally obtained tranquil extinction and now dwell peacefully in the Dharma without a Shravas. Seeing that you have peacefully attained the enlightenment of the Buddha, we too have obtained benefits. Congratulations! How glad we are! All living beings are suffering, being blind, they have no leader, they do not know how to stop suffering or that they should seek emancipation. In the long night, fewer people go to heaven and more people go to the evil regions. They go from darkness to darkness and do not hear of the names of the Buddha. You are the most honorable one. You have obtained peaceful Dharma without a Shravas. Not only we, but also all gods and men will be able to obtain the greatest benefit. Therefore, we bow and devote ourselves to you, the most honorable one. Thereupon the 16 princes, having praised the Buddha with these gathas, begged the world-honored one to turn the wheel of the Dharma, saying, World-honored one, expound the Dharma and give peace to many benefits to gods and men out of your compassion towards them. They repeated this in the gathas. You, the hero of the world, are unequaled, adored with marks of 100 merits. You obtained unsurpassed wisdom. Expound the Dharma and save us and other living beings of the world. Expound the Dharma, reveal the Dharma, and cause us to obtain that wisdom. If we can attain Buddhahood, others also will do the same. You, the world-honored one, know what all living beings have deep in their minds, what teachings they are practicing, and how much power they and of wisdom they have. You know their desires, the merits they attained, and the karmas they did in their previous existence. Turn the wheel of the unsurpassed Dharma. Here ends day 10.